In Jakarta, a trial resumed today for a Muslim cleric accused in connection with last October's bombing in Bali that killed more than 200 people. Abu Bakar Bashir is the spiritual leader of the Islamic group blamed for the bombing, which was the worst terrorist incident since September 11th. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Abu Bakar Bashir entered the courthouse dressed in a flowing white robe, while nearby a small but extremely vocal group of supporters shouted, "Allahu Akbar, God is great." Bashir is allegedly the spiritual leader of Jamaat Islamiya, a radical Islamic group with ties to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network. Indonesian officials believe the group was responsible for the October Bali bombing, but they don't have enough evidence to directly tie Bashir to that attack. Instead, they've charged him with plotting to overthrow the Indonesian government and of giving his blessing to a failed plot to bomb U.S. interests in Singapore.
Bahkan kita harapkan memang proses peradilan ini bisa berjalan secara fair.
Bashir, in a message relayed by one of his lawyers, says he is innocent and dismissed the allegations as a slander made up by the United States. Other than the handful of young supporters at the courthouse, Bashir has attracted little sympathy from ordinary Indonesians. Rizal Malarengeng, a Jakarta-based analyst, says that's because Bashir's message of radical Islam simply does not resonate with the vast majority of Indonesian Muslims.
I mean, it might be popular in some isolated segment of the society, but it does not really represent the mainstream of Indonesian Muslim. Because, hey, these guys are not part of us. Even the way they dress, it's just not like Indonesian, they're like Arabs.
Bashir's trial is part of a larger Indonesian crackdown on Muslim militants. Indonesian police recently arrested nearly 20 members of Jamaat Islamiyah, including the man who they believe purchased the explosives used in the Bali bombing. His trial begins next week. U.S. officials, who not that long ago accused the Indonesian government of turning a blind eye to a festering terrorist problem, are now filled with nothing but praise. Ralph Boyce is U.S. ambassador to Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has done a remarkable job of not just pursuing the people who undertook that horrific act in Bali and bringing them to justice, but also reaching out more proactively and trying to dismantle the cells and the structures of the kind of organizations that were able to plan and undertake an activity like that.
Boyce says the crackdown is one reason why embassy employees and their dependents, many of whom were evacuated after the Bali bombing, are now returning. But Indonesia remains a dangerous place. Last month, a bomb exploded near the UN offices in Jakarta. Then, a few days later, another bomb, this time at the international airport, injuring 11 people. Again, U.S. Ambassador Ralph Boyce.
We don't have a lot of certainty, nor does the government of Indonesia, exactly who was responsible or what the motive was in either case. And if anything, it's just a reminder, as if we needed one, to not become complacent.
The U.S. has tightened security at its embassy here. It's now ringed with barbed wire and resembles an armed fortress. Indonesian officials, meanwhile, admit that when it comes to uprooting terrorist cells in this, the world's largest Muslim nation, there's still much to do and much that they don't know. Dino Jalao is a senior official with the Indonesian Foreign Ministry.
We still don't know how many terrorist cells are out there. 20, 40, 80, 100, we don't know.
Jalao says the Indonesian government is determined to find answers to those questions, and he adds, sooner rather than later. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Jakarta.